Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Some people have hearts of stone.
But baby, and welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM. Walk it.
Caw-caw, the Shaw.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like that. Jason, I think today's edition, we're going to have to go with Pride and Privilege, which I'm just watching. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, then you're probably one of the suckers that's fueling it. Especially when you look at, oh my God, I can't believe watching the Congress of the United States trying to protect themselves. That's why there's never any justice, people. It's like, really? We can't do that. Nancy Pelosi. No, I don't think we shouldn't allow legislators to play the stock market while they're legislating bills that directly affect it, right? Excuse me. That's unbelievable. So she can open up this, you know, stainless steel giant freezer full of expensive ice cream. Or she probably doesn't even call it ice cream. I don't know, sorbet, whatever. She's got it all, man. And during a pandemic, you know, it's just, that's what pride and privilege does to you. It blinds you. It makes you think that you're better than everybody else because you're better off than everybody else? But how'd you get better off than everybody else? Well, first you were born with it. I get all that. And then you had access and you know, to higher education and connections to people that have always been well off, right? You guys are outrageous. And then that's not enough. That's not enough to be wealthy. You know, that their husbands and wives are all in this and that their children are appointed to all this. And just so much. Nepotism is corruption. I don't know why people haven't figured that out. When power is handed out, decades, centuries, whatever, well, what could go wrong with that? I mean, you know, talk about the land of opportunity for just a few. It blows me away. Yes, I can't stand every single Republican that's in office right now, including the best one they have, Liz Cheney. That's got to say something to you. Look at all the lunatics they've got. I mean, remember last week on Fox, it was all about, nobody's been charged with sedition, so nobody's been charged with sedition. Well, that one's over. People have been charged with sedition. They don't look like they're dangerous, though. I mean, the leader of the pack, his wife was his estranged wife, who now is one talking about how dangerous this guy is to society, that he's a sociopath. Really? You think? I mean, look at him. He's like, I don't know if he needs that patch over his eye, but yeah, he looks angry. He looks like the kind of guy that has a lot of hate in his heart. She said he has no capability of empathy, anything else. These are the guys that are finally being charged with sedition. But we also need to talk about the people that helped it happen, which is what this investigation was all about. And well, now we have some charges being pressed. Again, it's not going to go up high enough. This is what I mean. The pride and privilege, it extends itself to the uppermost levels of our society and our government and every advantage. I mean, they can murder somebody and then, like, you know, get out on house arrest for a while and hang out at their you know, be a prisoner in the home that has a swimming pool and a bowling alley and a golf course out back. And, oh, wait, you better make sure he doesn't have keys to his plane. They're out by the back end of the golf course over there. It's disgusting. And the pride and privilege, you know, hey, let's look at Mansion and Cinema for a minute here. You talk about some serious pride in themselves. And you know, being too proud of yourself is not a good thing. I think it's one of the seven deadly sins, right? Pride. Yeah.
Right on.
Ouch. It means you're pretty much all about you and nothing else. And nothing else matters, not even if it destroys the earth. Really? We get some doozies to talk about in Wisconsin, too. But Mansion and Cinema, yeah, well, what do you expect? You know, they're corrupt. They're owned by corporations, and we all know what that's like. You know, somebody, I mean, how many of you would be able to stop yourself from taking a couple million dollars if you were in that position? Not to mention all the benefits. It's like they got to stick around. Ron Johnson, he said he was going to leave after two terms, and get this feeling that $200,000 a year to sit on your ass all year and obstruct equality and fairness across the whole United States is pretty good gig, right? I mean, he is stupid. We know that. Or at least he plays stupid. Doesn't. But we got another guy here in Wisconsin. This new guy, I don't know how long he's been in, but now he's made a name for himself and he has to go on a pizza box.
Ooh, who is it?
His name is Trig Pronshinsky.
Oh, okay.
I hope I pronounced that wrong.
Is that with two? Nice.
Anyway, I saw a couple of clips of him. You know, he's in a session, in a hearing, talking about COVID-19. And he says, I don't understand how you think you can stop it. You can't even see it. Can't even see air, but I also can't stop that. You know what I mean? It just keeps coming for now.
People have seen it under microscopes, though, right? I mean, like, hello?
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's just these are people with blind faith, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Blind faith and ignorance. It's getting worse. I mean, and my soul has been ripped out of my chest so many times, including this week. You know, things going on in my life with my soulmate and her struggles, and, you know, when you're down to just, you're the last person that cares enough to keep trying to help this person, you know, it's going to get tough, right? But watching the whole world getting its soul ripped out of it. I turn on the news and it's just, hey, well, you know, I mentioned it, that everything you see on the news is people chopping people up. Here in Wisconsin, we got a guy, you know, his parents' heads were in the fireplace. And, oh, I mean, it's just like really bad stuff, right? And but I think I understand it. I tried to explain that to Crudy, that I've been watching 15 seasons of Supernatural, and I'm telling you, man, some of the stuff that's going on here is just like the stuff going on in there. But I know how to fix it. They're already dead. They just need to be staked. That's one of my old signs used on the Republicans because they're like vampires sucking the life out of everything. By the way, you can call in and, you know, agree with me if you want or disagree. We do that too. 844-967-2789. It's not looking good. And of course, pride and privilege is used most by my class, white males. You know, talk about midlife crisis. I'm going through three quarters life crisis. Knowing that time's running out and that I'd really like to leave a future for my grandkids because I figured out that is my life after death, correct? My children and my grandchildren. That is the life I have after I'm gone. And of course, the planet that is in really good shape right now. Look at what Minnesota got. What'd they get? A foot. Iowa got a foot, you know, right down the middle of the state. Just went straight down. Didn't hardly touch us, did it? I'm guessing, you know, La Crosse, maybe over on the western part of the state, they got more than the flurries we got. We got the cooler air. down and sweeping across Georgia and to the East Coast and up. You know, what the hell's going on here? Not only is it like a, you know, a pretty large storm, but just the shape and the directions that they're going in. Now, who didn't know that the axis has shifted, which scientists have recently declared? And I guess that's, you know, something that happens every couple hundred million years. Not to worry, right? Anyway, we got, hey, Wisco Paul, I see you're waiting in line. Good morning. Good afternoon. Uh-oh, can't hear anything. You there? Well, I'll have to wait till Jason's done and see if we can figure out what's wrong here.
Oh, okay.
I'll put you back on hold.
Okay. Yeah, somebody else called with that too. I'm not sure.
And I guess next week, what, Wednesday, it'll be 36, and then all the days before and after, single digits overnight, maybe a couple minuses in there. Really weird stuff. It's kind of a weird winter when you go through short cold snaps. I'm used to the long ones, you know, January brings. But as I explained, each day that we get up, it's gotten worse overnight while we slept. And apparently while some people sleep during the day and see it happening right in front of their eyes and decide they're just going to continue going on with whatever pride and privilege, that blindness that makes you think that just because you're doing okay in all of this, that you don't have a responsibility or the will to fight for your grandchildren? Wow. We're going to a break? Cool. What song do you want to play? How about Dirty Laundry, since that's all I can see
Okay. When
I turn on the news? And it's just, it's graphic stuff, man. Never, I mean, maybe it's, no, it's never, it's never been on the level of this, folks. As I said, it increases each day. Our pain and suffering just keeps spinning this planet faster and faster. And hopefully when we come back from this break, we got all our sound and everything figured out, and we got Wisco Paul on hold. Hey, no problem, Jason.
Have to look good, I don't.